So here we are, 33 minutes after 8 o'clock, a lovely day here in Humboldt County. And joining me in the studio is Dave Holper from CR, hey, talking about the book of the year. Yeah. So tell us about the book of the year today.
Yeah, so the committee found this book last year, and we read it. Although we hadn't heard of it, we just thought it was a terrific book. It's called The Madonnas of Echo Park, and it's by an author named Brando Skyhorse. He grew up in Echo Park with his mom.
It's in L.A. for folks who don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been through Echo Park, but I, you know, didn't know much about it or the people. So it's pretty much from a Hispanic point of view. So it involves people who are day laborers, who are maids, who are chefs, you get the whole kind of perspective. And it takes place over about a 20-year period of time. And you get it from all these different characters' perspectives, not only of like what their experience is, but how the neighborhood is changing and getting gentrified.
Interesting. Yeah. And of course, you know, that is absolutely true. You know, the neighborhood,
it has changed a lot.
It has changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
That can have a huge impact on a community.
Yeah. So, you know, mostly what we're looking for when we look for a book of the year is a book that people are going to pick up and not want to put down. And that's kind of the experience that we had in reading this. We thought it was a really, really interesting book of stories. The book, it was his debut novel, and it won a number of awards. So it won the Penn Hemingway Award, the Sue Kaufman Prize for First Fiction, the American Academy of Arts and Letters. It was a Barnes & Noble Discover Great New Writers pick. So it's been widely, you know, honored for it just kind of its literary merit or literary excellence. So, yeah, it's definitely a good read.
And this is essentially really a collection of short stories, right?
Yeah, but in a way, it's kind of like Tim O'Brien's The Things They Carried, where the stories sort of interlock with one another, and it's more really a novel than it is a book of short stories.
Okay.
Yeah. So, because all the characters know one another. And each character in some way ties to the next story. And so everything sort of interlocks like a puzzle. Yeah. But anyway, great read. So he's coming to CR tomorrow night. So he's going to be giving a presentation in the new campus theater, which is on the back end of the student services building for people who haven't been to CR in a while.
Oh, that new theater is beautiful.
Yes, yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. So doors will be opening at 6:30 and he'll be presenting at 7 o'clock.
Fantastic. Now, yeah. This is his first novel, right?
It is, yeah. He's done another book since then, but this was his first novel, so,
When did it come out?
This was out in 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been out for a while. So it's out in paperback, and we'll have the campus bookstore there selling copies. So if people want to come, pick up a copy, they're, you know, welcome to go ahead and purchase that, and then he'll be signing books after the event, as always.
Fantastic. And what's he going to be talking about, basically, his upbringing or the story of writing this book, or what?
I think he's going to talk a little bit about, his upbringing. He had a kind of crazy upbringing. I think the most interesting story about not only, you know, growing up Hispanic in L.A., but his mother, for some reason, decided that she was going to be Native American. And so she decided that she was going to be Native American. So he believed that he was Native American until his early teens. She went around in Native American jewelry. In fact, when he applied to college, he put down his preference as Native American, believing that he was Native American. But ultimately, he found out this was all staged. She wasn't really Native American. She was Hispanic.
That is wild.
I know. So he had a kind of crisis of identity growing up in thinking he was Native American, but he really wasn't. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. That's not a crazy story.
That's really weird.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So he's been interviewed about that a lot. So I'm sure he'll probably talk about that and about, you know, what it's like to be, you know, this confusion of identity, but also being Hispanic, you know, growing up in L.A. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very familiar with the area, having grown up in L.A. myself. And, I watched the entirety of Los Angeles change so much.
Yeah.
In the time I grew up there from the early 60s.
Right.
Until I, finally, left to come here in the mid 90s. And it was like,
I know.
It was It was two different places.
I saw it growing up because my aunt and uncle and my cousin lived in L.A. and I would go down and visit every year. And you know, from that experience as a kid to what it looks like now, radically different.
Yeah, I mean, I tell my students at HSU, I was like, you know, believe it or not, because a lot of them are from L.A. I would say, you know, the vast majority of people at HSU come from L.A.
Yeah,
I go, believe it or not, it didn't used to be crowded.
I know.
There was no traffic.
There wasn't wall-to-wall traffic
right.
every hour of the day.
But there was during rush hour.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like it is now.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, it was very inexpensive to live in Los Angeles.
Isn't it crazy?
It's one of the cheapest places in the country.
I know. Yeah.
They're like, what?
Yeah. But now you get 24/7 hour traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
2 a.m.
I know. You could still be stuck in traffic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, areas like Echo Park, you know, there were, you know, very Hispanic areas and, you know, very tight communities.
Right.
And with the gentrification, you know, so much of that changes and it really changes the texture of the community.
Yeah. There's one of the last stories in the collection involves a guy who's been in prison who gets out and he hasn't seen this change day by day, and he can't find his way through the neighborhood.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The people that he knew, they're not there anymore. And he goes looking for an ex-girlfriend and can't find her. You know, it's a kind of crazy time-lapse thing where he just hasn't seen this all happening, and it's confusing to him.
Yeah, it would be. Well, it sounds fascinating. So the talk is tomorrow at what time?
Tomorrow night. So doors open at 6:30. Mm-hmm. And talk starts at 7, and that's in the new campus theater, which is around the back of the student services building on the far end. So folks can park kind of near the gym area and then walk up the hill to the student services building, go behind it, and then just to the far end of it, that's where the new theater is. And the event is free. So we, you know, like if you want to come out and hear what the author is reading from the collection and talking about, we welcome you, and books will be for sale at the event. So, you can get a copy of the book and get it signed.
Fantastic. And it's called The Madonnas of Echo Park.
The Madonnas of Echo Park. And, if you're interested in reading a review of it, the North Coast Journal, had a journalist, just do a review of the book.
Oh, nice.
So that's in this week's North Coast Journal.
Fantastic. Dave Holper, thank you so much for coming out to tell us all about this.
Yeah, thanks, Cliff. I really appreciate it.
As always, love talking about your books of the year. I always had them to my reading list because they're usually quite fascinating.
Yes. Well, that's what we're picking.
All righty.